Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, live register figures are released for Donegal. There were just over 7,000 people signing on in Donegal, 5% down on the same time last year. A Southwest Donegal councillor recounts the scene of a fatal road collision that he was first at last week. He said the only Garda at the scene couldn't close the road because he had no patrol car, no signs and no backup. The deadline to file LPT has been extended until Wednesday next, and a 23-year-old man is jailed in Oma because of his role in the death of a 53-year-old local man. But first, this evening, a 37-year-old woman reported missing from her home in St Johnstone 2 weeks ago has been located safe and well. Live register figures have been released for last month. There were 7,293 people signing on in Donegal, a 5% fall on the October 2024 figure. With more detail, here is Donna Marie Doherty.
Kellybeg's Welfare Office has seen the largest decrease of 14%, with numbers dropping from 395 to 338. The offices in Ballybofey and Donegal have both seen a fall of 8%, from 1,038 to 957, and 507 to 465 respectively. Next, Ballyshannon saw 4% fewer people on the register, from 853 to 818. Letterkenny and Dunloe both recorded a 3% decrease, with a decline from 2,167 to 2,102 and from 804 to 776 in each of their offices. Finally, Dunfanaghy saw the number fall from 472 to 464, marking 2% less than in 2024.
A Southwest Donegal councillor has recounted how the scene of a fatal road collision last week couldn't be closed off because the only Garda there had no patrol car, no road closed signs and no backup. Councillor Michael Boyle was one of the first people to come onto the scene near Glenties, where a lady in her 80s lost her life. The lady's husband was injured, and on today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Boyle recalled how the bereaved man expressed concern that their daughter was waiting for them. Councillor Boyle says no one at the scene was taking pictures, but his fear was that something would leak out on social media.
I had spoken to the deceased husband, and he told me that his daughter was sitting in Lahey waiting on them. I didn't want her to find out that there was a serious accident between her mother and father in Glenties, and it'd be found out on Snapchat or on social media. So I approached the guard and I asked the guard, why was he not closing the road? And he told me that he had no adequate patrol car to close the road. He had no signs to put up on the road, and he had no help. I have to apologise to him because I used words I shouldn't use. Anybody knows me, I'm a very calm person. But I thought this was absolutely ridiculous in this day and age that we hadn't even a sign to close the road. And I did feel sorry for the guard because I seen the emergency services asking him why was the road not closed. And he was embarrassed to tell them that he hadn't even got signs to put up on the road. One guard actually told me back about 20 years ago there were 25 guards, three sergeants and one superintendent in Glenties, and now we have only 5 guards covered in the whole area. There's something falling short there.
And that was Councillor Michael Boyle speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show. You can, of course, listen back to the whole of the 9 till noon show. It's podcast on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch the show as it unfolded on our Facebook pages and on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. The deadline to fill the local property tax return form and file it has been extended to Wednesday. Revenue say there's been strong engagement from property owners ahead of the original deadline, which was today. People now have until 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday to make their returns. So far, 1.4 million returns have been filed, around 140,000 more than at the same stage in the last revaluation cycle in 2022. A 22-year-old man from Oma has been jailed at Belfast Crown Court in connection with an attack in Oma in October 2022. Dion Fullan had initially been charged with the manslaughter of 53-year-old Paul Brown and the attempted murder of Paul Brown's son Owen. Following a PPS review in June of this year, Fullan pleaded guilty to wounding with intent in respect of Owen Brown, along with fully accepting that his actions contributed to Paul Brown's death. With more, here's Ellen Butler.
Speaking outside the court, Detective Chief Inspector Hazel Miller said Paul and Owen Brown were celebrating Paul's birthday in a bar in Oma when there was an altercation between Owen and the defendant, Dion Fullan. Later, both father and son went to Fullan's family home and an altercation took place outside, during which Dion Fullan is reported reported to have attacked Owen Brown with a machete-type weapon, resulting in severe injuries to both of his hands. The attack was so severe that Owen required extensive surgery and has been left with life-changing injuries. Owen managed to flee the area and was later observed bleeding heavily. Meanwhile, Paul, himself who had followed on and attempted to help his son, was described as becoming unresponsive, passing away in hospital a short time later. The Detective Chief Inspector says while Paul Brown died from a heart attack, it is accepted by Dion Fullan that his attack on Owen contributed to Paul's tragic death.
The North's Deputy First Minister has declined an invitation to Catherine Connolly's inauguration as Irish President next week. The DUP's Emma Little Pengilly says it will not be possible for her to attend due to a number of other commitments in Belfast and Windsor to mark Remembrance Day. In a statement this evening, she says she wishes Catherine Connolly well and hopes to speak with her personally over the next number of days. Ms Connolly will become Ireland's 10th President on Tuesday. The Taoiseach says he's confident that Fianna Fáil's presidential campaign review will be completed next week. The internal investigation is considering the steps taken during the identification and selection process of the party's candidate, including the basis on which Jim Gavin was selected. It'll also focus on the campaign and Mr Gavin's withdrawal from the race. Speaking in Brazil, Micheál Martin said the review is on schedule.
Yeah, that's still on track as far as I can see. But I mean, you know, we're going to deal with this. We're quite calm about it. No big deal. I find it quite extraordinary, actually, that we're getting to this minutiae right now. I'm focused here on COP. All the arrangements have been made, and that's a matter for us within the party.
A 69-year-old man has died after he was struck by a car in County Derry last evening. The 69-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene of the collision in Maher of Felt just before 6 o'clock. The PSNI's Collision Investigation Unit is asking witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage from the area to come forward. A West Donegal councillor says it's incredible that after an investment of more than €130 million on the Dunlow-Tidlentes via Kilrain section of the N56, accompanied by a significant active travel update, sections of the footpath leading into Tidlentes remain unfinished. In a reply from the National Roads Office, Councillor Brian Carr was told the N56 Letterilly Kilrain works have reached substantial completion and any additional footpaths beyond the project's boundary are separate and not included in the contract. Councillor Carr says this leaves two critical breaks that effectively force pedestrians to step out onto the road.
There's two sections, one section of 100 metres in front of the church, anybody knows it, on the Ardra Road, and then further out there's a 40 metre section. And that is the only two sections from, you can travel from Dunlow to Kilrain on 32 kilometres, a fantastic new road, cycle track, footpath and everything. Apart from those two sections, you have to step into live traffic.
Ishka Éireann say they're investigating reports of supply disruptions facing Carn Moyle, Burnt Foot, Muff and surrounding areas in Inishowen, and also reports of disruptions in the vicinity of Fintown. They say both areas are being investigated and work to restore supplies will be conducted as quickly as possible. The Housing Minister says he wants to put an end to nuisance objections to housing. James Brown says he'll be the one to fix the housing crisis, despite a Department of Finance warning it will likely persist until at least 2040. The Department of Housing Activation team met for the first time yesterday. Minister James Brown says judicial reviews are slowing the process down.
So the changes around planning for housing, for example, in relation to judicial reviews, is getting rid of the what's known as the leave stage. And your listeners mightn't be too familiar with that, but that's basically where you go into the courts and ask for permission to take a case. Now, it originally was meant to be a gateway to filter out cases that maybe didn't have much chance of success, but almost every case gets through now.
Three teenage boys have been arrested in connection with the rioting at City West Hotel in Dublin last month. Gardaí carried out searches under warrant in South Dublin today. The latest arrests bring the total number of people detained in connection with the disorder to 36. Officers continue to appeal to anyone with information to make contact with any Garda station. But all this week we've been looking at the TEN-T project in Donegal on foot of a major presentation that was made to councillors at a special meeting at the end of last week. And today we hear from the Cathaoirleac of Donegal County Council. Councillor Paul Canning is warning that unforeseen issues could still emerge in any of the TEN-T project's three areas, potentially causing delays up to and maybe including legal challenges. He says the next 2 years will be crucial if the project is to be fully delivered by 2023. 2033, excuse me, following 16 public consultations, 5,000 engagements and one-on-one meeting with landowners. Formal compulsory orders will be published in the new year and the planning process will begin. Councillor Canning says a significant amount of preparatory work has been done and officials and planners have been striving to anticipate potential problems.
Because of the protection of our habitat, those assessments are changing every day of the week. Because of the landscape of Donegal, we have a lot of designated areas that we have to protect. So it's not just a matter now anymore of getting in with diggers and creating a road. We have to protect and we have to replace those habitats that we destroy. So we have to do all that along with looking after the landowners and the people that live in the houses as well. So we have to look after all of that in the same process. Even after all that, when we think we have our T's crossed and our I's dotted, there could be a legal challenge similar to what has happened in Northern Ireland. Now, our team, in fairness to them, are keeping an eye on what's happening in the A5. They have assured us that the same thing won't happen, that they will have their ducks in a row. It's all a very slow process, but it's a process that we have to go through or we're back to square one. And we are ahead of the rest of the country in a lot of our projects. And this is one on that we are well in the mix because we are at a phase four stage. And then we have phase five, which is designing the project up properly and getting all of your testing again, your archaeology testing, et cetera, et cetera. And then we award contracts. It's 2 years away before we're at that stage.
And that was Councillor Paul Canning. Well, Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has agreed to invite Minister Dara O'Brien to visit Donegal and see for himself how the area is being impacted by heavy traffic. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says while the TEN-T project is vitally important, the northern and southern relief roads should also progress, in particular the area around Windy Hall Road, for which Part 8 planning was passed this week. Councillor McMonagall says it's vital that all these projects are done together.
The Bonagie link, the TEN-T, will create an opportunity for us, I think, to get the other upgrades done a lot quicker. The Bonagie link will not be the answer to all our problems around traffic congestion in Letterkenny. But what will be is if we have a network of roads which are strategic and sustainable and will be able to carry the extra traffic it's going to be and currently is in Letterkenny. That's will the success and how we can best address the traffic congestion in Letterkenny.
Meanwhile, the council is being asked to consider diverting funding from active travel projects into other initiatives as the town gears up for nighttime work to begin next week between the Polestar and Creamery roundabouts. Councillor Donal Mandy-Kelly is also seeking a report on roadworks in Letterkenny, warning that lane blockages on the Kilmacrennan Road in recent weeks are sending a message across Donegal and further afield that people should avoid the town.
We're running in out of the mouth of Christmas and, you know, our businesses are going to struggle. The town is at loggerheads at the minute. It's jammed no matter what road you go on, whether it's Glen Swilly, whether it's a four lane, whether it's on over the mountain top coming in from Remelton. It's jammed. And you know, like to be told here today that the Ballyrane Road is going to be commenced during night time, that's all well and good. But there's still going to be end up barriers up during the day, and this is going to handle the traffic again. And for anyone to tell me that this is not adding to the traffic congestion in the town, I don't believe that for one second.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest's leading supplier for GAA clubs at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gunner.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. The 2025 PWC Football All-Star Awards will be held at the RDS in Dublin tonight. All-Ireland finalists Donegal will be well represented at the awards with 10 nominations, including three-time All-Star winner Michael Murphy, who is also up for the Footballer of the Year award alongside Kerry's David Clifford and Joe O'Connor. Finbar Rorty is nominated and is also in the running for Young Footballer of the Year with Armagh's Oisín Connolly and Galway's Matthew Thompson. Young Player of the Year in 2014, Ryan McHugh is nominated for an All-Star, as are Brendan McCall, Pater Mogan, who won an All-Star last year, Kieran Moore, Michael Langan, Connor O'Donnell, Shane O'Donnell and Kieran Thompson. It's a big weekend for Donegal teams in the Ulster Club Championships. Niamh Connell will play Scotstown of Monaghan at the quarter-final stage of this year's Ulster Senior Club Football Championship in Clonus on Sunday. This year's Donegal Senior Football Championship winners are no stranger to the competition, having reached the final in 2010 and then again in 2019. Their boss, Martin Regan, says it's great to be back playing in Ulster.
It's a class competition. There is something unique about the Ulster Club competition and, you know, heading into these grounds with your own crew behind you, it's lovely, so it is, and it's look, at we're under no illusions, it's going to be a huge task now against Scots to end their season outfit, as you say, and around Ulster now for the last 15 years, on a regular occurrence, so it's a huge task. But no, it's something that is one we're looking forward to now, definitely, and can't wait to get going on Sunday.
We'll have full live match commentary from Clonus with Pádraig Hilferty and Brendan Devaney. Throw-in is at 1:30. Niamh Columba will start their Ulster Intermediate Club journey with a trip to Inishkeen to face Carrick Macross of Monaghan tomorrow, having claimed their first ever Donegal Intermediate Championship title by defeating Mallon at the beginning of October. Niamh Columba are heading into new waters in Ulster. Brendan Doherty is their manager and he says his side are up for the challenge.
These boys know we finished one level and now you're a level up. You have to try and do your best at that. We're in it to be as competitive as we possibly can. We know we're up against it. We have a long trek over to Inishkeen. It's probably 3 hours from where we're located. But we're going over and we're definitely going over to compete. And if we give the performance that we've been doing consistently over Donegal Championship, we've nothing to fear.
We'll be going over to Ryan Ferry for updates from the Neve Columbia game from 3 o'clock tomorrow. Bert are aiming to progress to next week's Ulster Junior Hurling Final. They go up against Con McGee's of Antrim in their last four clash on Sunday at Celtic Park in Derry. Tonight, St Dunans meet Sean McCools in the Donegal Under-21 Hurling Final at the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy at 7:30. And in the Under-21 Football Championship, Bert face Karen Donna at Hibernian Park from 8:00. Moving on to soccer, Bray Wanderers will be hoping for a return to the top flight for the first time since 2018 tonight. They travel to Tolka Park to take on Premier Division side Waterford in the promotion relegation playoff. This is Bray's second consecutive year in the playoff final, and Waterford interim head coach Matt Lawler says they won't be complacent against the First Division side.
There's a knowledge base of the players and that they are good, so the complacency won't be there from any point of us. So the performance will be dictated by obviously on the day, but there won't be a complacency in our prep. Absolutely zero chance of that happening.
There is one game in the Irish League Premiership this evening. Larne play Portadown from 7:45. Celtic interim manager Martin O'Neill admits last night's 3-1 Europa League defeat to Midtjylland was a reality check. It was his first loss since he replaced Brendan Rodgers on a temporary basis. O'Neill insists he's not worried that his current stint could damage the way he's been seen as a legendary Celtic figure.
But I've honestly no concern about a legacy. Never have had. If you're talking about a legacy, then you can talk about Jock Stein. But really, I'm very, very aware that it is, you know, one game at a time. And I think it was the manner in which we conceded the goals.
In golf, Shane Lowry is three shots off the lead heading into the weekend at golf's HSBC Abu Dhabi Championship. The former Open champion has signed for a second round 69, leaving him on 11 under par. Tommy Fleetwood and Aaron Ray sit at the front of the pack on 14 under. Rory McIlroy is 8 under par after scoring a second consecutive round of 68, and Tom McKibben has pulled himself back to level par after a difficult first day. Finally, in motorsport, the McCafferty's Bars Donegal Forestry Rally takes place tomorrow, with the action around Pedigo, Ballyshannon and headquarters in Donegal Town. Around 130 crews have entered, and we will have updates here on Highland and reaction at the rally with Chris Ashmore. That is Irish Sport for today. Myself and Kieran Cannon are back with Saturday Sport from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. A new director of midwifery has been appointed at Letterkenny University Hospital. Glasgow native Marion Dugan has worked at the hospital in various midwifery management roles since 1999. Ms. Dugan says she and her team are committed to continually improving and evolving services to ensure women and their families receive the best possible care close to home. The HSE says it plans to test out AI technology to help deal with staffing shortages in its breast check screening service. The Irish Cancer Society says it's disappointed to hear the screening service will miss its targets for the third year in a row. 219,000 women between 50 and 69 are due to be examined for early signs of breast cancer this year. However, over 170,000 screenings are expected to be carried out. The HSE says at the start of the year, breast check only had enough staff in place to screen 160,000 women. Consultant medical oncologist Dr. Michael McCarthy expects targets will be missed again in the future. As he says, demand for screening is continually growing.
I can see the same pattern across multiple areas in publicly provided services, that there's an increase in the number of women that need to be screened year on year that meet the criteria for screening, but it's about getting the right people in post at the right time to be able to meet that demand.
Agus an ish an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Sé bhur maith sa Colm Ferriter an tseanna na príomh scéalta. Curran Udras na Gaeltachta agus Munchar as Falcha, War, River and Wenu at a Fogarha igin Ara Dara Kaleri, Don Oiga and Chartan Shaw. Curhi and Wenu Shaw Chomas Wancharish. Curlish na Servishi Oiga and Sna Limishir a Plana la Changa Fod na Gaeltachta. Taharig Sul Gomehar and An Jeshina Nua a Chrochu Don Oiga. Lishin Giriga a Usage and Sivana Socialta Margalar and Wenu. Agus der Cotter na Gaeliga nach will na mór ilif janta dan policy dan ijahas land Gaeliga las mui dan Gaeltacht agus dan flan gnif dan Gaeliga a skolan a man an varla a fwaakar ar lair major le ratchas ta chod saku falsi ha an chartan sha curran ar chanru falta rivan na haquini agus takiokti galta so policy gael skoliokta agus a flan gnif falsi ha gan run ijahas jacadinia ach ní lór iad le doling lech leis an grúhas an a bhfuil an Gaeliga sa chóras idirthas faoi láthair maidir le ráit a sácu. Caintear an choraclam Gaeliga sa chóras idirthas ratha a tá ró rinn agus deirtear fás tú go bhfuil barigacht scolairí sa dearna leibhéil a bhfuil díolúine ó ólam na Gaeliga buintse má acu. Deirtear fástan nach bhfuil a séfhaoin géad den na daltaí ag fáil a thartar a tír ag fáil a gcuid idirthas phríomhmáin na Gaeliga breis agus céad bliana ó bhunaíú an stát. Cuirtear fáilte roimh litreathe ó phoistí ar fud na Gaeltachta ag daddy na nollag agus ní mhór don na phoistí a chuid litir a sheolú ag teisimeóirí na Gaeltachta am líana agus archahí siad san na nnéfa tá gaholas ag siomh a teisimeóirí na Gaeltachta. Tá cara haus leitir cean a ceilirú de mlíana ag sola th ranganna agus amachtaí Gaeliga ag ócáid speisialta ar an ceathrú leidéag den bhí seo, agus be an drama úr an le Jerana scrífa ag drama dúirs círan ó galachóir i gcuidirta aisteúirí óga na cranóige na deiribeige, agus be an drama sin ar an ardan an nocht ag a 8 clog ag Árachlán Gídor, agus co-ardehas lena homohóri eligo nu ar húskert a vivran parche, sna comortis ag arachtas na Gaeliga a ractaliu in Melfirste an Chachtan Choy. Chachtan Choy Hart. Simba hodse eligo lier, slan agus benacht.
Gurma hagath kolum agus anish on I'm Sure. Dull with outbreaks of rain into the evening, rain persisting for a time tonight, but drier, mistier weather will develop. Cool with lows overnight temperatures 6 to 9 degrees Celsius in light southerly or variable breezes. Tomorrow some sunny spells early on, but after a dry start it'll slowly cloud over. Rain setting in during the evening with freshening southerly winds, some hill mist and coastal fog as well. Highest Saturday temperatures 11 to 13 degrees Celsius. The main stories in brief this evening. A 37-year-old woman reported missing from her home in St. Johnstone 2 weeks ago has been located safe and well. Live register figures show there were 7,293 people signing on in Donegal in October, a fall of 5% on the figure from October in the previous year. A Southwest Donegal councillor has been recounting the scene of a fatal road collision last week, which couldn't be closed off because the only Garda at the scene had no patrol car, no road closed signs and no backup. And the deadline to file local property tax returns has been extended until this coming Wednesday. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news on HighlandRadio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 7th of November. The death has taken place of Mary O'Hagan, née Kelly, Castle Forward, Newton Cunningham. House strictly private, please, at Mary's request. Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, on Sunday morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Jim McFadden, 3, Tulloch na Grainne, Derry Road, Strabane, formerly of Creasla, reposing at his home from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Steve Munro, Drumadui, Bridge End. Steve's remains will repose at his home from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with family time pleas from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Removal from there on Monday morning to St Mirren's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by removal to Lakeland's Crematorium for cremation at 3 o'clock. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Sally Martin, née Burke, Rathnini Lahi, reposing at her home until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Sunday in St Bridget's Church, Ballintra, at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private pleas on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of Jackie Curran, funeral director, or any family member. Sally's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Eddie Lynch, Fafina, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Eddie is reposing at his home. Funeral on Sunday, leaving at 10 a.m, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.